For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Ryan Femuliner. The COVID-19 pandemic has caused concerns for advocates and professionals about a potential increase in domestic violence cases due to social distancing. The Highway Patrol says there were more than 50 domestic violence-related homicides and suicides in 2019 in Missouri. And a loophole in state law that inhibits law enforcement's ability to prevent people with domestic violence misdemeanors to obtain guns can make the situation deadlier. KBIA's Seth Bodine reports how the loophole was created and why efforts by lawmakers to close it haven't gained any traction over the years.
Schaefer. Shots.
The year is 2016, and after hours of debate, senators are voting on whether to override former Governor Jay Nixon's veto of Senate Bill 656. The bill would allow conceal and carry without a permit after the votes are tallied.
By your vote of 24 ayes, 6 no, the bill having received a two-thirds majority vote is passed.
The veto is overridden, which means that Missourians are allowed to conceal and carry guns without a permit. But passing the bill had unintended consequences. Representative Gina Mitten says sheriff's offices had previously expressed concerns about the consequences.
When you don't have to go get a permit for concealed carry, it takes away the sheriff's ability to stop folks from having guns that probably shouldn't have guns.
And Mitten, a Democrat, says this prevents law enforcement from stopping people with orders of protection or those involved in domestic violence from getting guns. Under federal law, it's illegal to purchase or possess a gun if someone's been convicted of a domestic violence misdemeanor under the Gun Control Act of 1968. When it became legal to conceal and carry without a permit in Missouri in 2016, law enforcement was left with no way to restrict guns based on background checks, which they would have done when issuing permits. At the time, there was discussion on both sides of the aisle that the loophole would be fixed. Republican Representative Catherine Swan says she remembers the bill caused concern for people worried about domestic violence, including survivors and advocates. She says she ran into an NRA lobbyist who was aware of the issue the night before the vote. Swan says lawmakers discussed ways to handle it.
It was made mention that we can take care of that in a next legislative session, but that did not occur.
4 years later, that loophole is still open. And while lawmakers have proposed bills every year since to close it, nothing has passed. Swan says she hasn't proposed a bill because it's not her expertise, as she focuses primarily on healthcare and education. She says there could be many reasons why bills have not passed to close the loophole, like political climate concerning gun regulation or other legislative priorities leadership may have. But right now, she doesn't think there's a lot of awareness of the issue because it's been 4 years. Matthew Huffman is the Director of Public Affairs for the Missouri Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence. He says the loophole has looked different during the COVID-19 pandemic.
There is an increased likelihood for the frequency and severity of domestic violence incidents to go up. But if there is a firearm in the home, the lethality of that incident is going to skyrocket.
Huffman says the coalition would like to see the federal law mirrored in Missouri, the one that prevents gun ownership for people convicted of domestic violence misdemeanors. Right now, Missouri defines unlawful possession of a firearm only if they have been convicted of a felony. Attempts to apply federal law to Missouri through legislation have failed. Democratic Representative Richard Brown proposed a bill this year that would conform Missouri to federal law regarding gun possession. Brown says the bill doesn't infringe on Second Amendment rights.
So they're not giving up any ground politically in the state of Missouri. All they're doing is adhering to federal law and putting this law on the books so that law enforcement has another tool to use in trying to help prevent something happening to someone who is in a bad situation where their abuser may have a firearm.
Brown says he spoke with Governor Mike Parson and Speaker of the House Elijah Haar to try to get the bill referred to a committee. He says he was told his bill was off the table. Scott Jones, NRA State Director for Missouri, denies that there is a loophole. In a written statement, he says federal law prevents domestic violence offenders from possessing firearms and no state law can overrule that. While it is true that federal law prevents people with domestic violence misdemeanors from getting guns, Missouri state and federal law often contradict. Paula Rector, a senior instructor of criminology and criminal justice at Missouri State University, said Missouri law contradicts federal law. This most often plays out in courts, especially with orders of protection.
And these protection orders are being processed in our county and at our county state level, following county state guidelines that they are mandated to follow. And that's why the loophole exists.
There have been several attempts by Missouri legislators to pass a bill that would prevent local law enforcement from enforcing federal gun laws. This year, Republicans favored a bill that promotes Second Amendment rights and prevents federal gun laws from applying to Missouri. Republican Representative Jared Taylor's Second Amendment Preservation Act was passed through committee on March 10th. Similar bills were proposed in 2013 and 2014.
This bill, as written, would say that local and state law enforcement cannot recognize federal law. And the only place we have protections for domestic violence victims is in federal law.
That's Democratic Representative Tracy McCreary. She says she tried to pass an amendment to the bill that would protect survivors of relationship violence or domestic violence. But that amendment didn't pass. Taylor says he would be willing to work on the issue in a, quote, responsible way. He says if guns are taken away for one misdemeanor, it could set a precedent for other misdemeanors, too.
What else are we going to say is a reason why you should lose your Second Amendment rights? And I just don't think that's the road that we want to go down.
Minton has her own ideas about why none of the bills to close the domestic violence loophole have gained traction in the past 4 years.
I think that there's a group of folks that seems to believe that any regulation about Second Amendment rights is somehow unconstitutional.
The Missouri General Assembly ended its annual session on May 15th. One of the main priorities was passing the budget. Other issues, like the Second Amendment Preservation Act, were rolled into an omnibus public safety bill, but ultimately did not pass. And the domestic violence loophole, for the fourth year in a row, will remain open. For KBIA, I'm Seth Bodine.